This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Saturday broadcast, we'll discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 26, 2016. We're in the first hour of the broadcast. We've got a lot of news and information coming up this first hour. I am joined by Art Off the Grid. Art, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Hey, Farron, how's it going? It's been a while, man.
It's been a while. I'm glad to have you joining me tonight. We're going to be discussing a variety of topics. But to get us started, I've got a little bit of a tradition when it's a first-time interview. Although Art's called into the broadcast and various broadcasts here on RBN for years. But I'd like to ask you, Art, what happened in your life that made you wake up, so to speak, or start looking into information, mistrusting the mainstream media? How did your awakening come about, Art?
Well, I grew up in a very unique environment around a lot of business types and bankers and such as that, and Hollywood types. And so I grew up in a very unique life that I couldn't adapt to, and I ended up homeless in 1983. And that's when, in 1984, someone introduced me to constitutional law, where I ended up taking a course under George Gordon at the Barrister's Inn in Boise, Idaho. And I just, you know, eventually found out about Bill Cooper, and you know, something just didn't seem right. I couldn't quite put my finger on it until it was Waco, when something just didn't seem right there. And then we had the Oklahoma City bombing, and then we had September 11th, and September 11th really hit me really hard, because that's like the heart of the kind of area where I grew up at first 14 years of my life. And something just wasn't right there, and someone started pointing some things out to me that just didn't seem to make any sense, like how did these buildings come down? And I was like, and they started talking about the original 1992 bombing of the World Trade Center and all of these other stuff, and just kind of made sense. And then he introduced me to alternative radio, and primarily RBN, and it just kind of took off from there. And I guess I started with RBN in like 2005 or something like that, and it just everything from that point on has just been nothing but research, study, learning everything I can. And when I realized in the early 2000s what the coming collapse, I just really kicked it into high gear and started actually prepping for a collapse. And the final stage was finding a place where I could connect with good people of the right mindset with the right skill sets. And I found a place, and I've been here almost 2 months now. But I guess it was probably a combination of Waco, Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City, and 9/11 all together, I think, is what it took to trigger it in me.
You know, that's interesting, Art, because I've asked this question to so many people, and of course you always get different answers, but yours is very similar, because Waco is what sent me going to gun shows and finding VHS tapes and books and finding out about Bill Cooper. And so it's very, and then of course that led on to Oklahoma City and of course 9/11. So it's very similar, and that once you kind of pull back that curtain, it seems like there's just no going back. Once you realize how many lies you've been fed, and
yeah, it was.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, it was, and I think Ruby Ridge and Waco were the first two that kind of triggered it with me, because I'm trying to figure out, you know, why would you go after the Weaver family? I mean, what did they ever do to anybody? And then, you know, David Koresh and the Branch Davidians, it's like, I don't get why the hostility towards these people. And then when Oklahoma City happened, somebody pointed out the oddities there, you know, and I think it was an interview between David Shippers and Alex Jones where I got my attention on Oklahoma City, because David Shippers was the only one to actually successfully impeach Bill Clinton. And he did an interview with Alex Jones where they talked about Oklahoma City, and it's just nothing there made any sense to me. And it seemed like every time there was an instance like this and there was some kind of official government story behind it, none of the facts matched the story. And you just can't have that happen but too many times before you just say, okay, that's it. Something's just not right here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you sent me some pictures, and let me just tell the audience, Art is living off the grid. No, it's not kind of off the grid. It's not sort of off the grid. Art is living off of the grid. So I wanted to give you the opportunity just to paint whatever picture, however you want to, and explain to people what you are actually doing and kind of what you're involved in there, Art. Take your time and do it however you'd like to.
Well, it's, I start out in a tent. It's, 8 by 13 cap, dome tent. And that's basically where I sleep. Then I have a trailer that acts as my food pantry because I can lock it up and keep my food safe and secure. And then there's the shed you saw, which basically will become a house at some point once I get the fireplace and everything built into it, and can get moved in, and then the tent will become storage. But you see the solar panels there, and that's 200 watts of power, and all that is to keep my laptop charged, keep my two-way radios charged so I can communicate with other people out here on the property and be able to play my FM radio, so I have some talk radio that I can listen to. And then I just, you know, in the spring I'll start putting in a garden and hopefully start bringing in some animals to raise for livestock and milk and such as that. And but it's, I cook over, you saw me standing over that big, huge grate there stirring that pot. I was actually, that was a week ago, Sunday, and I was actually cooking dinner for everybody. And so, I mean, I cook over a wood fire. I'll run on solar. I haul my water in 3-gallon jugs. I'm going to be developing a natural spring that's out back here come springtime. So it's really off the grid. This is the real deal here.
And do you enjoy it?
That's like asking a little child if do you enjoy a chocolate chip cookies, or do you enjoy vanilla ice cream? I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, what better way could there be than to be completely self-sufficient, live off the land, do your own thing, not be bothered by anybody, not bother anything? I mean, it's like a little piece of heaven. And the people here, they all pretty much have... Go ahead.
Well, I knew that would probably be what you would say, because that's the way I see it. I mean, you're living back to nature. You're doing what, you know, we were doing just a few generations ago. I mean, farming, living off the land, not being subservient to a grocery store or to a power company. And it's gotta have a feeling of real freedom and really being in control of your own destiny. And I just wanted to throw that in, because it's commendable, Art. When I saw the pictures, I was like, wow, he's not talking the talk here. Art's walking the walk. This is the real, this is living off the grid. And so, you know, you've used that moniker on RBN for a long, long time. And I know a lot of people probably would be like, well, is, you know, how off the grid? A lot of times people with a nice motor home that's got a generator and, you know, is fancier than their house, feel like they're off the grid, but you're really doing it. So, go ahead, sir. I'm sorry I interrupted. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at it is, you know, the more simpler I live, the less I have to be, you know, be concerned about being disappointed. And I'll tell you, there's something said can be said for laying there at night, and you can hear every night. I don't even know what it is, but it's pretty good size. I hear it roaming through the trees, but you're only like maybe, I don't know, 30 yards behind my tent. But I mean, I have a fenced-in area, so it's not like I have to really worry about anything coming in there. But I mean, you lay there at night and hear some of the craziest things. I can't imagine living any other way. I mean, and I guess probably what helped me get used to this was, you know, 27 years homeless traveling the country, sleeping under bridges on roadsides. It just became a way of life, and I've never been able to get it out of my system.
Now, do you, when you look at the future, do you foresee an economic collapse? Do you see reasons that people should prepare for living like this? Because there's people prep for all kind of different reasons. Is there any specific reason that you do this?
Well, yeah, something in my gut says that they can't keep this ship afloat, but for so much longer. And when we have when we have economists in this country saying it is inevitable, we just don't know when, we don't know how much longer we can stave this off, but we're going to keep trying as long as possible. When these are supposed to be some of the most brilliant people in economics, and they're saying it's coming, and we've already seen what happened with Greece, we saw what happened in Belgium, we saw what happened in a couple other countries. It's only inevitable before, it's just a matter of time before it happens here. And we are due for it. I mean, you look at it, every great empire in the history of man basically dies at about 200 years old. Well, we're a little overdue. And we have watched a republic become a full-blown democracy bordering on tyranny, which is exactly the same thing we saw in Rome, exactly the same thing we saw happen in Russia. I mean, come on. We're Pravda even said several years back that we now get to see the United States make the same mistake that Russia did and destroy themselves by their own hubris.
Oh, yeah. I'm in agreement with you. I mean, there's so many. Everybody is seeming to have this big relief, which I'm going to get into next hour, some of the appointments of Donald Trump and why we should be concerned. But I've listened to some of the radio broadcasts on various networks, and they're almost like, it's over. We've won. Trump's going in and everything's going to be fine. Nothing's further from the truth. I mean, nothing has changed. We're still $20 trillion past bankrupt. Our country's so divided. It's unbelievable. And, we talk about the purchasing power of the dollar. I mean, there is warning signs, immense warning signs. And here's something that I find interesting with what you're doing, Art. Most people, I don't know what the percentage would be, 95, 98%, they don't have the know-how to do what you're doing. They don't know how to prepare to really live off the land and do it without electricity. And it would be a population thinning beyond belief in this country if people had to revert back suddenly to living off of the land. So I commend you, because I know it's not easy. Now, I had interviewed a while back Adam Kokesh, and he had moved out to, I believe, Arizona, but don't hold me to that. And he was doing basically the same thing. He had bought a couple of acres of land, and he was preparing, totally living off the grid. And he was having trouble with the local government. Have you had any issues like that?
No, there's never been an issue, as far as I know, since the people that own this property bought it and began to put this program in action. And they've been here for a few years. There's never been any trouble. And there's a nice little community started out here. We're still hoping to grow, but it's just kind of only been a couple of years. But as far as I know, I've not heard of any problems ever since this program started.
Well, and that may, it may vary from state to state or county to county, how things can be with local governments. But I was just curious, because it's kind of like you mentioned David Koresh. It seems like when you look at people that want to move off the grid and be self-sufficient, there's almost an intolerance for that. The society don't want to allow people to be self-sufficient and live without the dictates of the local power company. So so you had mentioned the community. How many, you don't have to be specific, but how many roughly are working together on this?
Well, we currently have 10 people right now living here on site. There'll be a few more coming at a later date as soon as, you know, situations will allow them to make a move. And then there's probably 20 or so who will be coming if it becomes a bug out situation. So, I mean, there's a pretty good number. You know, right now there's 10 here on site, but, you know, we'd be willing to take 7, maybe 12 more people if people of the right mindset, with, you know, skill sets that would be beneficial. I mean, there's always room for growth.
So we're going into the winter. How do you prepare for winters in that area? Do you primarily hunt for food?
Yeah, we do hunting. We set out traps and such as that. And as far as anything beyond that, it's just like I just for myself, I haul a lot of wood. Sleeping in a tent, you know, is not necessarily the warmest place to sleep. But if you have the bedding, which I do, we've already had nights in the low 20s, and I sleep straight through. I don't even notice it. But yeah, I mean, we hunt, we trap, we grow our own vegetables. So it's really becoming a completely self-sufficient. We've got goats and chickens, and, you know, we're looking to grow beyond that. We're trying to get a pond ready for some fish. It's just a progress. You know, it's taken some time to get it to work, but we're doing pretty good so far. No problem. Amazingly, I'll tell you what, the winter has been super, super mild here in the Ozarks. It's not like anything I've ever seen.
Well, it's been the same way here in North Carolina. I mean, it was just beautiful weather for Thanksgiving, pushing the low 70s. And, of course, we're in a drought here in North Carolina. It hasn't rained in about 45 days, which is very, very unique this time of year for us. But we think that's going to change. Now, do y'all use rain barrels? Do y'all use that to capture water? Or is it from a stream, or how's that work?
Well, I'm in the process of trying to hoping to be able to get my hands on a 250-gallon water tank, and I think some others out here might be trying to do that too. And the whole idea is to be able to be self-sufficient, but I've got to on that as well without having to, you know, do wells or anything like that, which there are wells, but they'll be done on solar. And, of course, in the spring, I've got a natural spring out here. I'm going to build a filter system for that and start filtering and storing water from that. So, yeah, the idea is to make all of that absolutely happen. Yeah. And we've got a whole bunch of barrels and stuff to get started with. So, yeah.
I recently put rain barrels on my house, and I was just amazed. I mean, just the smallest rain, and you can collect 100 gallons of water, you know. And we're coming up on a break. You probably hear the music, Art. Yep. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Art Off the Grid.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find and some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Joined by Art Off the Grid, and we are talking about living off of the grid. And Art, in this kind of a communal setting, does everyone have various chores and work at it that way, or do y'all all kind of just do what you need to do for yourselves and come together at certain times? How does it work?
Well, here there really isn't any kind of schedule of any kind. I mean, it's like like for me, for example, I get up and I spend like half the day just gathering wood and stuff like that, doing personal chores. And then, you know, after that, I come up here to the main area where the shop and everything is. And I look to see who's doing what. And anybody need help? And it's kind of like that for everybody. We just kind of help each other with projects once we get our own personal stuff done. It's just whoever needs whatever, we just kind of make it happen somehow.
How cold does it get where you're at in the winter?
Well, so far we've had temperatures, four nights ago, we got down to like 24 degrees or something like that. And we're in zone six. So basically, well, the Ozarks, it should be, I mean, we're getting like 60 degree days here, and that's just not normal. I mean, it should be like maybe 35 or 40 degree days, I think. But the nights get down to about in the mid-20s now.
But when you roll over into like January, you're in an area where it's cold, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Negative 10 is what I'm told is the lowest we've ever seen here, the fair world.
You mentioned chickens. Now, do y'all get into any other poultry, like turkey, or can you hunt turkey, or maybe pigs, wild boar? Is that something that y'all do or will be doing?
Well, there are ducks here. I forgot about them. But there's all kinds of wild turkey out here, so we just, you know, we don't have to worry about trying to raise them because there's plenty of wild ones. I mean, you can be driving down the road and you'll see three or four of them crossing the road just right out there in the open.
Do you guys have to, do y'all have a property tax? Is it a state where you have to pay property tax?
Unfortunately. That is kind of one of the bummers about it, but, you know, it's not too awful bad. So as long as we could generate some kind of income, if it allows us to pay the tax and stuff on the club.
So everybody kind of just works together on that?
Well, like for me, once I'm able to get my rabbits and everything going, I'll be selling rabbits, meat rabbits to people who want them. We'll have a couple different gardens out here, and the idea is to grow enough to be able to provide for ourselves and be able to sell at farmers markets and stuff like that. And we're also in the process of working together a criteria where we can actually get horses in all of the different skill sets that we have out here, from permaculture to carpentry to welding to living off the grid like I do, hunting, trapping, you know, basic survival skills. So that's another thing we want to get started in. So we've got a lot of things on the table of how we can generate income. But right now, fortunately, we have some savings that, you know, each of us has savings we can tap in to keep ourselves going until we actually make something more permanent happen.
It sounds like you've been fortunate to meet a lot of like-minded people, which... You know, I have found difficult here in this area. I mean, you know, I could name, and a lot of listeners to this broadcast know like-minded people that call in from North Carolina, like Mike and Frank. These are like-minded people I found in my area. But it seems difficult. Has that been difficult for you to find like-minded people? I mean, I'm sure you probably have to sift through. So how has that come about for you? Because that's very fortunate.
Darren, it was probably about 2013 was when I decided to start looking for a group, and I met this woman who had 154 acres in Kentucky. I went up there and got started working her piece of land, found out she was a Satanist. I couldn't get out there quick enough. Then I met this woman and her husband and his mother, and I went and moved on their property and helped get them started. And then they wanted to go commercial, and I couldn't have any part of that. I had to get out of that deal. I said, I'm not going commercial. I don't do what I do commercially. That's not going to happen. And then I had another guy. He was in Alabama. He was supposed to, we were supposed to get together on his property and all that. And he stood me up. He cost me about $5,000. And then finally, I'm sitting down in Texas a couple months ago, or a few months ago, and I just happened to see a posting on a prepper group, and I thought, okay, fourth time's got to do it, and it just happened.
We're coming up on a break. Hang on for me, Art. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Art Off the Grid. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're with me, aren't you, Art?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Hey, you know, I remember, Art, listening to you. You called into John Statmiller's show, and you were on the move. You were moving from wherever you were at, and you were moving toward Texas. I remember, I can't remember how many months ago that was, but you were looking to find a different place. So you've landed where you needed to be. Let me ask you this. We're going to turn our attention a little bit to politics. You've called into various shows for years and give a lot of insight and interesting commentary. What's your opinion on us moving from Barack Obama to Donald Trump presidency? Do you see a lot of changes for the better, or what's your assessment, Art?
Honestly, my whole views have really gotten kind of dim on the whole Trump phenomenon thing. At one point, I was really behind Trump, but as it got closer and closer in, I kind of started to think that maybe he might have just been a pawn in the show. And then, you know, early on in the election polling, I got to, you know, I got to agreeing with the owner of the property here that maybe Trump was actually really trying to win this. And I was almost convinced that Trump was authentic until I've already, you know, it's only been like a couple of weeks since the election, and he's already flipped on a couple of different things. And to me, this just seems like politics as usual. And I'm really questioning, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, I will be Donald Trump's biggest fan or his harshest critic. But some of the things, and we're going to get into it next hour, but some of the appointments and, of course, you know, backpedaling on prosecuting Hillary, mm-hmm. which I kind of expected him not to do. But you know, I wanted him to do it because he's a criminal. And yep. So, you know, I've been fooled before. I got fooled in the 2008 Ron Paul. I'm jaded. I hope for the best and expect the worst. And that's kind of where I'm at with Donald Trump. Let me ask you your opinion on this. We've seen in this year, 2016, so much conflict in America, the racial divide, the rioting, the promotion of the open borders and the demographic changes. I mean, what is your thoughts when you think about how violent this, I think you're maybe just a little bit older than me. You probably grew up watching your local news that was rarely ever extremely violent like it is now, even in rural area where I'm at, the local news is just off the hook. What's your assessment when you look at this, at this country, and how violent and murderous and riotous it has become? And it don't seem, I mean, it slows down for a little while, but then it comes back again. I think this week we've had like four cops just shot down in cold blood across the United States. It wasn't like that when I was a child. What's your thoughts when you assess this where it's at?
Well, for me, the way I see it, if everything wasn't politicized, we wouldn't have all of this problem. This is why we're having the problem, is because everything has been politicized, right down to race, religion, everything has been politicized. And no matter how they try to profess, we're trying to bridge these racial gaps or these cultural gaps or whatever, everything they do is in contradiction to that. So it really doesn't surprise me that all of this is going on. What surprises me is that it's been going on this long, and it just seems to be getting progressively worse. And, you know, I mean, for me, it's like, what's going to be the tipping point? How much, again, it's like the economy. How much more, how months longer can this last before something just erupts? And, you know, and now with these cop killings, everything's going back to Dallas. How many months ago was that? The Wisconsin shooting of a police officer, and there's been at least two dozen officers killed within the past how many months? I mean, I don't know how much longer this can go on.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point, because something I find interesting in where we're at today with this racial divide, you've got a Jewish billionaire like George Soros that's actually... It's open. It's out in the open. I've seen it on local mainstream media that they're reporting the fact that he is paying for and busing agitators from Chicago to Ferguson or to Charlotte, North Carolina, or whatever. And now this is there's no outrage. There's no investigation. It's not called terrorism. It's an acceptable practice because he has a lot of money to create this subversive atmosphere and actually terrorism that is, it's led to the death. There was a murder in the riots in Charlotte And there's been killings in the other. And this is now the acceptable norm in America. Paid agitators, just like at the Trump rallies, you know, it's all come out. Some of those were staged paid agitators, and it's creating the desired effect, the divide that we see. But there's still no backlash for it. The DOJ is not opening an investigation into the corruption of this, of George Soros and what he has manipulated into this country. And it just amazes me, the complacency of middle class America in this country, how much they're willing to choke down. I mean, they live in houses with burglar alarms and bars on their windows. They're buying guns. They can't go to the mall because they'll get knocked out. But they accept this change in America as normal. And I'm like you, it makes me wonder, how much are the people willing to choke down? I mean, when you stack together the amount of taxes that if you're middle class America, I'm not talking about the rich, taxed into poverty, the lack of freedom, the NSA spying, you could go on and on and on how now we practically have no freedom at all, but yet the people out here want to portray themselves or think that they are so free. And it really goes back to this. This is what I want to get your opinion on. The conditioning the television has had on manipulating this society. Do you live in a situation where very few people watch television?
Nobody out here watches television that I'm aware of.
But it's got to have a...
And when they do...
Go ahead. It's got to have a positive effect. It's got to have a positive effect. Well, it's got to have a positive effect to be off the boob tube, because, you know, television now is so, it promotes degeneracy constantly, homosexuality and drug use and what have you. And it is reflected in our younger generation, which is just, you know, awash with that now. Your thoughts?
Well, I can't disagree with that. And yeah, it does have an effect, because I've found that, having not watched TV for nearly a decade now, I'm able to think clearer than I have, you know, when I actually thought I was smarter than everybody else. Something about the whatever kind of microwaves or whatever it is that TV produces, supposedly they dull the neuroreceptors within the brain, and you actually have to stop watching TV for 3 months before they start to refire again, and then you can actually start thinking again. You know, definitely an effect.
That's absolutely the truth. The TV, the rate that it like pulses at has a hypnotic effect on the mind. And if I say the word purple duck, then in your mind you can't help but envision a purple duck. But when you're watching TV, you're just absorbing the information. You're not really, your mind is lulled into a hypnotic state, almost a slumber state. And boy, we see this generation right here, you know, it would be great for the youth to spend a week where you living off the grid. It would do so much for them, versus, you know, keeping their nose pointed into a iPhone constantly at 12 or 13 years old, and wouldn't know. Well, the majority of the population wouldn't know how to dress a chicken if they wanted to eat it. I've met a lot of people that thought that hens won't lay eggs unless they have a rooster.
Yeah, I know. It's really, yes, he's the landowners over here chuckling, because he knows exactly what you're saying. And, you know, we have a live audience here, so, you know, the people are like pretty, are enjoying this. But yeah, you're exactly right, which is one of the reasons why we've talked about trying to set up a curriculum sometime, maybe around springtime, we hope, of being able to give some courses so people can come and learn how to do these kind of things, learn how to live off the grid. I mean, we have people out here can do permaculture, ugelculture, which is a really unique form of gardening, all different kinds of skill sets out here. You know, so we what we want to do is we want to give people a chance to come and take little workshops and learn how to do this kind of stuff. And hopefully, if we're successful, teach people how to be self-sufficient and independent. And maybe we can actually do this the easy way by simply not complying and just doing our own thing and make it have this spread like a cancer.
What is Irma culture, Art?
Hugel culture. H-U-G-E-L or K-U-L. I'm sorry. Thank you. It's kind of like you're piling up just this huge pile of organic matter, you know, tree limbs, grass trimmings, anything kind of, you know, organic that you're cleaning up your yard, raking up leaves, cleaning out brush, whatever. And you just pile it up and pile it up and pile it up in wood chips and stuff. And it decomposes down to create the big, huge pile of mulch. And then you can just plant the crops right directly in that. And it's able to retain water for weeks and weeks and weeks throughout a drought if necessary. And it's just this really cool way of growing that is, I've never seen anything like it, but I'm actually seeing it in practice here on this property. And it's just amazing. I've just learned a whole new way to grow food, you know, is just by coming here. So, I mean, and that's what we want to do. We want to teach people how to do what we do.
You know, I find it interesting. My wife has taught me a lot about gardening, and her mother is a great gardener, and winter crops, something I didn't even know anything about, and bringing plants in the wintertime, and canning. My wife is great at canning all kinds of vegetables, and we really started raising a garden a couple of years ago, and it does give you an empowering feeling to grow your own food and know what you're eating, because I know you know, Art, and most people listening to RBN know, but when you're buying food at the grocery store where they absolutely refuse to label genetically modified food, you even though all the polls show the people want it and they've even voted in areas to demand it, and then Monsanto comes and undermines it, but nothing is more important than knowing what you eat. It really comes down to, I mean, look at the cancer rates and the unhealthiness, the obesity in this society. And you tell me what you think, Art, but it's so much of it has to be linked to the consumption of fast food and nutritionless food.
Well, it is. I mean, when you start changing the genetic composition of something, you're basically rewriting the DNA and changing it into something that our bodies are not accustomed to and can't absorb. So it's not a wonder you're starting to see people who are suffering from illnesses that basic nutritional, you know, intake won't fix, you know. So, yeah, when you grow your own food, you definitely taste the difference. I mean, we'll skin out, you know, gut out and clean a chicken real quick. I mean, I'm always trapping coon or possum or some kind of critter that I'm always trapping, and I'm going to have, you know, for dinner. It's going to feed me for 2 or 3 days. We ate pretty fat for about a week on venison, and, you know, we're still trying to catch up another deer, and we're raising goats, and I'm, you know, hopefully we're going to be doing some meat goats next spring. When you're raising your own food, it's definitely different. You can taste the difference. Everything's different about it. I mean, it's real food.
Well, you know, I want to commend you for what you're doing, because I know that I've not done it, but I know it has to be, you know, it's a challenge. It has to be a challenge, but it has to have a lot. I know it's got to be very rewarding as well. We've got about a minute before we go to the last break. Is there anything you'd like to add right here?
This isn't hard to do. I mean, anybody that really wants to learn how to survive, it's not hard if you just want to put in the time and the effort to learn it. And I don't understand why more people don't live the way that we live out here. It just, I mean, I can't, I can't imagine living in the city. I mean, that just, to me, that's a nightmare. I grew up in the city until I was 14 years old, and I can't ever imagine going back to that. That's just not me. I like to be able to walk outside and look up in the sky and see the Big Dipper without any difficulty.
I live in the country. I live in as I've said several times, a county that only has one high school. It's very rural. But I can't imagine when I have to go down, which I do as few as possible, when I have to go down to a big city like Charlotte or Raleigh.
Did I lose you?
Hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are back on the Alternative Media, joined by Art Off the Grid. We had just a little bit of a technical difficulty there. I apologize for that. Art, are you with me, sir?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, we've only got about 4 minutes left. One, I want to thank you for joining me. I'd like to do this again. I think it's important to talk about ways that we can live outside the system of everybody. I encourage everybody to get as self-sufficient as you can, you know, get out of debt if you're in debt, and can and grow food and be as self-sustaining as you personally can. And I wanted to give you the opportunity. There's only about 3 minutes left. Anything you'd like to share? I don't know if any contact information that you want to share. Totally up to you. Don't if you don't want to. But just anything you'd like to add, Art. And again, thank you for joining me tonight. I think it's been, to me personally, it's been very, very interesting. I appreciate it.
Yeah, actually, if anybody is interested in, you know, if you're looking for some place that you might be able to land that would work for you, you want to, like, talk to somebody and find out what we're about, you can call the property owner at 573-466-9110, or you can email him at genpuremat. genpuremat at gmail.com. And that's a good way to get started. If somebody might be interested in learning how to do some of these basic off-grid living and maybe some basic survival schooling or learn how to do permaculture or something like that, you can also email the same email address, or you can email me, dancingwithpoi, dancingwithpoi at yahoo.com, and let us know what you'd be interested in learning, and then we can take that in consideration when we start to develop our curriculum and classes that we're going to be looking to do.
Hey, Art, feel free to send me some pictures from time to time, and stay in contact with me. I'll have you back on sometime at a later date. We'll kind of catch up on what's happening and where you're going from there. And again, thanks for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it, Art.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Farron. I enjoyed it. And yeah, I'll definitely, as my camp grows, I'll send you pictures so you can see the development. And if you like, you can post them on the internet, let people see what I'm doing, but I'll only be sharing pictures of my personal campsite, nobody else's, so don't expect too much, because I am hardcore and I'm off the grid. Thanks, Farron. Y'all have a great night.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. That was Art off the grid, and I wanted to say again, you know, when he sent me the pictures, Art's off the grid. It's not kind of off the grid. He's really doing it. And, you know, that takes a certain amount of guts for sure. Because that's very rewarding, but you know, that's not going to be, it's not going to be so easy. And, something good to know and something good to know how to do it in case the time comes. Next hour, we're going to be running down through some of the news. You're listening to the Alternative Media Affair, and stay with me. Back in moments.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.